Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. Just a reminder, next week, Families of Children with Cancer, Radiothon. Twice a year, we ask for your help. No kidding. Leave that up there, Jason. I got to get to that right away. I heard a little bit about that this morning. Jason just found a story. Relax. I'll tell you what it is here in just a minute. Families of Children with Cancer Radiothon helps kids in Northeast, East Central, and even into Central Wisconsin. Every dime stays and helps the organization. It is charity near and dear to my heart. So this show on Monday and Friday of next week, we'll be doing the Radiothon. And we'll hear from families, we'll hear from the little ones, and it will be, as it always is, just a tremendous experience for us, and we try to make a one for you on the radio as well. And boy, I tell you, it's always something, you know, when you see a kid growing up, but when you've seen little children who had cancer, and now you see them as 12, 13, 14 years old, it's really, really touching stuff. All right, Jason, go to jsonline.com. We'll do this first. We got things popping all over here. Let me do this one, and then I'm going to have you go to jsonline.com because there's breaking news there. Slender Man now linked to three violent acts. A fictional horror creature popularized by internet memes is now linked to three violent crimes. A week after two 12-year-old Wisconsin girls allegedly stabbed their friend 19 times to honor Slender Man, more real-life connections to the spooky character are emerging. A man accused of killing two cops and a civilian before committing suicide with his wife in Vegas on Sunday, often dressed up in costume as Slender Man, a neighbor told KTNV. And a Cincinnati mom told WLWT she thinks her daughter may have been inspired by Slender Man when she attacked her with a knife in their kitchen wearing a hood and white mask. A key to Slender Man's appeal may be that he is faceless. And Andrew Peck, a UW lecturer who studies Slender Man and other folklore, linked the amorphous Slender Man to the villain of so many campfire horror stories, a man with a hook hand. That doesn't explain why people are acting out this way, though. I just don't think that comes near to explaining what would be causing, I mean, a 12-year-old, yes, an adult? I don't know... what to make of the trend that people are being compelled to acts of violence by a fictional character. Okay, more on this later, but I want to let you know, Journal Sentinel Online is reporting this. A federal appeals court will not decide until at least tomorrow evening, whether to put gay marriages on hold in Wisconsin, leaving it now to county officials and possibly state courts to decide whether same-sex unions continue around the state. In a one-sentence order issued late Monday, the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago asked parties in the case to file papers by 5 p.m. Wednesday addressing whether the appellate court has jurisdiction in the federal lawsuit that resulted in the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage being struck down on Friday. They are not going, so there will be no stay, at least until tomorrow evening. And last I saw, it was about split One of the briefs filed, the panel of appellate judges Richard A. Posner, Michael S. Kahn, and Ilana Rovner will presumably decide whether to take up a motion by J.B. Van Hollen, state attorney general, seeking a temporary halt to same-sex unions. My suspicion is they're not going to do that. I could be wrong, though. We'll get to that later in the show, because I want to get to this topic. Yesterday, and I have his entire, and I certainly won't share it with you, but I have the entire statement of President Obama yesterday as he signed an executive order on student loan debt. He essentially extended student loan payment relief. It's no quick fix, but some relief is on the way for student loan borrowers struggling under mounds of debt. President Obama signed an executive order Monday that will allow up to 5 million people to cap their student loan payments at 10% of their income. This exists for some already. He is now expanding it. The new rules take effect in December of next year, expand an existing program. It's known as Pay As You Earn. Right now, Pay As You Earn is only for newer student loan borrowers, people who borrowed before October 2007, didn't qualify. Now, they will no longer be shut out. But he didn't just stop there. He again urged Congress to do more. He feels this is what he can do by executive fiat. Some see even that circumventing Congress. But then he urged Congress to do more in saying this. But to give even more student borrowers the chance to save money requires action from Congress. I'm going to be signing this executive order. It's going to make progress, but not enough. We need more. We have to have Congress to make some progress. Now, the good news is, as I've said, there are some folks in Congress who want to do it. There are folks who, like Jim Clyburn, John Tierney, who are helping lead this fight in the House. We've got Elizabeth Warren, who's leading the fight in the Senate. Elizabeth has written a bill that will let students refinance their loans at today's lower interest rates, just as their parents can refinance a mortgage. It pays for itself by closing loopholes that allow some millionaires to pay a lower tax rate than middle-class families. You know what that is, don't you? That's the so-called Buffett rule. Well, if we just get tax the rich to pay at least 30% of their income, because, you know, they're not paying their fair share, then students can simply refinance their loans and everything will be fine. I want to share a little bit of a piece from the Wall Street Journal calling this the latest student loan charade. There's now $1 trillion in student loan debt out there, and I will concede this. That is a crisis. What we don't agree on with the left is neither the cause nor the cure. That's me. Now, here's the Wall Street Journal. You can tell an election is coming because President Obama is promising more student loan relief to young people who are growing less enthralled with his economic record. The latest exercise unveiled Monday is also supposed to make these young people forget the loan burden that earlier free lunches supposedly provided. The taxpayer losses will come on some other president's watch. Specifically, Mr. Obama announced an expansion of the burgeoning disaster known as Pay As You Earn. This gift from taxpayers caps monthly student loan payments at 10% of a borrower's discretionary income, regardless of how much the borrower owes. Even better, the borrowers have their debts entirely forgiven after 20 years or merely 10 years if they work in government or nonprofits. Those who work outside the profit-making economy don't even have to report the forgiven loans as income. This deal has been so attractive that enrollment in this and other income-based repayment plans surged nearly 40% in the six-month period ending in March. The surge was so great that even President Obama felt obliged to propose in his 2015 budget released that month that it was time to reform Pay As You Earn to ensure that the program is well-targeted and provides a safeguard against rising tuition at high-cost institutions. 3 months later, with the possibility of a Republican Senate on the horizon, well-targeted seems to mean no targets at all. The program used to be closed to people who borrowed before October 2007 or who have not borrowed since October 2011. But now, Mr. Obama is by regulatory fiat opening the giveaway to older borrowers, too. And whereas the White House budget said expanding pay-as-you-earn could cost more than $7 billion in the first year, the White House Domestic Policy Director Cecilia Munoz said Monday that expanding the programs will now save money. So we're supposed to believe that more subsidies plus more loan forgiveness equals less costs to the taxpayer? The president also tried to help Democrats struggling to hold the Senate by endorsing still another expansion of student loan subsidies. Majority Leader Harry Reid plans to hold a vote this week on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's bill to allow borrowers to refinance their older rate, federal or private loans, into new government loans at lower rates. The CBO warns the Warren bill would increase federal spending by $58 billion over a decade. Ms. Warren aims to pay for the new spending with one more tax increase, in this case the Buffett rule, which seeks to make Americans earning more than $1 million in income pay at least 30% of it to the IRS. Never mind legal deductions or charitable contributions. This must be at least the 20th spending program that the Buffett rule is supposed to finance, and Democrats use it to pretend their proposals won't increase the deficit. They know Republicans will kill it before further harms harms the slow-growth economy. I'm going to talk about this in 3 minutes and what's really going on here and what the real end game in this charade is. It is 9:47. Now, I no longer report to you what the scale says every day because I'm no longer on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. My wife is, and you know what? I just haven't asked her the last couple of days. But the last time I asked, and I should ask so I can talk about it, but she'd lost about 20 pounds. She continues to have success and continues to get feedback from Dr. Litwin. I had my first experience with, well, indulging a little bit since I've been off the program, and the scale showed it. But I have a strategy for dealing with that. Unlike other programs where I lost weight and put it all back on, I'm not on my own. I know how to navigate that, introducing some of the foods I like without seeing the scale go up. Whether you're like my wife and you're on the program, or you're like me and you're trying to keep the weight off, I lost nearly 65 pounds. Dr. Lippman is there for you. And no matter where there is for you, this program can work for you. Call 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.